The year-long reorganization of the various colleges at the University of West Florida has concluded with the announcement of the new College of Health. WUWF's Bob Barrett has more.
To watch a team come together is about the most rewarding thing that I do.
That's Dr. Martha Saunders, Provost and Executive Vice President of the University of West Florida. She was speaking earlier this year about the reorganization of the colleges at UWF. The final step of that reorganization was announced last week with the formation of the College of Health.
The new deans are working together and supporting each other and very much supporting their colleges. And I think we're really seeing some very positive results of the reorganization.
And the latest addition to that group of deans is a familiar name around campus.
My name's Dr. Ermelyn Keel, and I am the dean of the College of Health at University of West Florida.
Dr. Keel had been associate dean for the College of Science, Engineering, and Health, as well as chair and associate professor in the Department of Nursing. But now that college has been split up, with science and engineering continuing under the leadership of Dr. Michael Huggins. The new College of Health unites the 10 UWF health-related programs under one umbrella.
They had been kind of sprinkled out across the colleges. So now there are 10 programs that are health-related, all underneath the College of Health.
Dr. Keel believes that having those disciplines together goes a long way towards teaching how the healthcare system has to work. As a nurse, she understands the need for cooperation.
One of the things that nursing is doing really across the country is somewhat leading the charge in interprofessional education and interprofessional collaboration. You know, sometimes we find that there are trends and there are fads, and fads come and go and trends go on. Interprofessional activities in health is really a trend. To be able to improve the health of people, we can't be working in silos. Our health units really need to be able to work in teams. So one of the things, in addition to educating our students, certainly, is educating our students that whether they're a nurse or an athletic trainer or an exercise scientist or a psychologist or a clinical lab specialist, whatever, that they don't work in isolation, that they have to work together across health disciplines to be able to help people get healthier.
As well as nursing, the UWF College of Health will include athletic training, clinical laboratory sciences, exercise science, health promotion, health science, physical education, physical therapy, psychology, and public health. The College of Health will also coordinate UWF's doctoral partnerships with the University of Florida in nursing practice and with the University of South Florida in physical therapy. Dr. Keel says the physical therapy partnership is a unique program.
Rather than start from scratch, UWF partnered with University of South Florida. And in that program, students start out here and take courses. They then go down to University of South Florida for a year and take courses. And then they come back and they finish the last 2 years here. Part of preparing for them to come back was developing an incredible high-tech classroom where during those last couple of years here, they're taking live classes that are being projected out of South Florida, and it's all real time. So they're seeing each other. There's not a second of a lapse in how that interaction happens. There's faculty here and on site, and there's faculty down there and on site. However, the expectation is that these students will graduate and will stay in our community and practice in our community.
Dr. Keel says a degree from the College of Health makes a graduate immediately employable.
Some of them employable in very broad ways. For instance, some people go into acute care, into hospitals. Some people go out and work in the community. Some people work in clinics or offices.
Looking ahead, Dr. Keel says there are already some programs the college is looking into adding in the future.
We're exploring advanced practice in areas of physician's assistant and perhaps nurse practitioner. We certainly are very heavily exploring those areas. We would expect that probably the first thing would be the PA and how is it that we would do that. But that will certainly be in the future.
Dr. Ermelyn Keel is the dean of the new College of Health at the University of West Florida. She says if she had one item to put on a wish list for the future, it would be a standalone building on the UWF campus dedicated to health. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.